eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Al and Jerry, two manly men that could definitely change a flat tire.
Well, at least one of us could. We do know that. Nice to have you with us. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Well, of course, we get it started like now. If you're up, if you're not, get your ass up and let's go. I went to school. You put something on the show sheet that fascinated me.
Is that right, Jerry?
Just the replacements?
No, this is a guy named Mike Doty.
Mike Doty.
That's a great opening line, though, of this song. I went to school with 27 Jennifers. That's
okay.
Funny. That's funny.
That's kind of cool.
Like, there was an era where every girl was named Jennifer.
Well, not every girl, but a lot.
A lot of girls.
I had a lot of Jennifers and Michelles.
Yeah.
That was a popular name.
There were certain names where I feel like you had a better chance of being an attractive woman. Jennifer was one of them.
Samantha.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a hot name.
Yeah. Samantha.
It's
Samantha's
true. A
good one.
Samantha's a good one.
Like, if you were going to be set up on a blind date years ago and they said, her name is Samantha, you'd be like, I'm in.
Right. Gertrude, not so much.
Right. Samantha, you just tell me where to show up, Jerry, and I will be there.
You put this thing on the show sheet that actually had my eyes turn.
Oh, okay, Jerry.
I read it once. I read it twice.
All right. Well, let me hit the audience with it. John Lewis of Sports Media Watch, Jerry, he's a man who analyzes sports TV ratings. He said that the Knicks are not that big of a draw outside of New York, as far as, you know, we always hear,
yes,
oh, the NBA wants the Knicks in and all this stuff. Another ratings analyst in this article told Sports Business Journal that the Rangers, New York Rangers, have more local TV viewers on MSG than the Knicks do during the regular season. And yet, Jerry, we banish hockey talk.
No, I didn't. Someone on this show did, and I don't know who did.
Craig.
I've been saying this for years, that the Ranger, the hockey fan, is a crazy fan base. And for whatever reason, I don't know why we made the decision we did. Maybe it was Craig. I don't know. Maybe it's because if it was him, he didn't like it, didn't watch it, didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
But the idea that there's no one cares about hockey, crap. And I know the
nobody
national,
cares about hockey, Boomer.
I know the national ratings.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. I know the national ratings are never good, but neither are the national ratings for baseball.
Right.
And neither are the national ratings for the NBA. But I will tell you that the Ranger fan is beyond nuts in a good way. The Devil fan, while smaller fan base, and the Islander smaller fan base, man, they love it. And that, it surprised me just because I really believed that the Knicks were like number two after the NFL. Now, they're at least number three, and quite frankly, I think the Yankees would beat them too. So all of a sudden, are the Knicks like the fourth most popular team in this town?
Right, right when they're making a nice playoff run.
Yeah, it's just that was. While I'm not surprised, I am a little bit surprised, and I think pretty much because I've been brainwashed over the last 12 years or whatever it's been with this crap narrative that's been out there.
Do you think it's Craig Carton's fault?
I don't know, because I don't know where it came from. You're saying it was him.
I don't know if it was Bob Dwyer.
I don't know where it came from.
I think Craig started the nobody cares about hockey.
And
probably,
I hate it. I've always hated it.
Probably because he doesn't understand the sport, like me.
And it's possible.
Certainly very difficult to talk about hockey if you don't really understand it.
I agree.
Especially if you're partner, Mr. Boomer Esiason, is a hockey expert.
There's no doubt about it, because then all of a sudden he can talk circles around you.
Yeah.
And that, I get it from that standpoint, but I think we've done the audience a disservice. I'm not saying it's going to be 24/7 hockey by any stretch.
That would
but
be
the
wild.
Notion that, you know, no one even pays attention to them in November and December and January is nonsense.
Not true, yeah.
It's not. And yet we go goo-goo gaga over baseball, and the baseball ratings are awful.
Yes, even locally. Don't
like, horrible.
A, like a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, both SNY and Yes, there were a couple years ago, they were putting out press releases when they had, like, a game that had 400,000 people watching it.
Right.
It was like, oh my gosh, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Which means
look what we have here.
Most of the time, they're not.
Correct.
And I love baseball. You know that. And I love basketball, but man, we have shorted hockey, and I don't understand.
Hmm. Well, listen, Boomer is going to make sure that doesn't happen today.
Nor should it.
The NBA suspended Patrick Beverley, Jerry, for 4 games without pay for throwing the ball at fans and for his interaction with the ESPN reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he will take those at the beginning of next season.
Yeah.
4 games?
Yeah, so he makes almost $14 million a year, it looks like. I don't know if he's an impending free agent. I'm not sure. But it's going to cost him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Cost him a lot of money.
When you make $14 million a year suspending 4 games, Jerry, I did the math, he's going to lose $400 million.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I take that back. That was 2022. This past season, he made $4 million.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
still going to cost him money.
Still going to cost money. You think players notice that? Like, if you're making $4 million, that's not $50 million. He's making $4 million. You're losing 4 game checks.
Yeah, you notice.
You notice that.
Yeah.
That little dent.
It is a dent. I mean, because you know what your paycheck is. It's going to be lighter, clearly.
How many paychecks, Jerry, would you need to lose before you took notice?
Like, one.
If just the company stopped paying you, how many weeks would you figure that out?
You won. Like, where's my money? Direct deposit. Hun, we're not paying the mortgage.
So after the first one, you'd be like, huh, I was expecting to be paid
this
today.
This is problematic. Yes.
But you don't think Patrick Beverley is going to have to be like, hold, I can't pay my cable bill this month.
No, I don't think that'll be the case at all.
But
it'll be just fine.
But he will lose enough to buy cars. You ever think about that? Like, these players, sometimes for one game, they could buy like a really nice car.
Yeah, and they do. Some of them have homes that have like 5 and 6 car garages just to store their cars they don't drive.
Yeah, or you'll hear like in the NFL, somebody was fined for like a headhunting hit. And they were fined like the equivalent of buying like 3 really nice cars.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you make $60 million a year, like I think Damian Lillard makes 50. Is it Lillard or is it? Hold on. It might be Steph Curry. One of these guys makes like $58 million a year, which is just insane. That's almost $1 million a game.
Yeah. So if you miss 4 game checks, like Patrick Beverley's going to miss, you're noticing that.
Highest paid NBA player today, all right, in 2024 is Steph Curry, 56 million. I'm sorry, not 58, damn. 56 million. And then Kevin Durant is 52 million.
That's cool.
And where are they? Home.
Home.
Even
not
though
playing.
Steph Curry won championships and Durant won too. But yeah, I mean, the numbers, if you break that down, that's a lot of cash, man.
Sure is.
And that's, you know what's amazing about that? We sit there and talk about like that's all they make. The amount of money they make off the floor as well from endorsements and stuff. So Steph Curry at 50, I'm going to say 56 million a year, but that's a lot of zeros. My God. Divided by 82 games, right? $682,000 a game.
Yeah, nice game check. Here's your game check.
Wow. I always liked when A-Rod got that, whatever it was, the $250 million deal. And because that at that time was nuts. I remember there were articles written about how much money he was making per inning, per at bat, per home run. Like, oh my God, it's crazy.
It gets a little crazy.
It sure does.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry, is this a total weasel move by the Indiana Pacers filing a complaint for over 78 different calls at the Garden over these?
No, I think it's something you have to do. And we talked about this yesterday when it came out on the show.
All 78, though?
Yeah. I think if you want to make your point.
How old is my show sheet? I thought yesterday was just 29 calls. Now they've got
no, 78 was the
78?
Number. 78? It was 78. I think what happens is if you see, I understand if you're Rick Carlisle, you look like a whiner. And I would, if I was a Knicks fan, I'd be calling him that
too.
Yeah, absolutely. But if I'm a Pacer fan, I'd be like, hey, stand up for your team, you weasel. Like, I don't think you can win either way, quite frankly. I think you have to show the league that your guys sucked. And this is how bad you sucked at doing these games. 78 seems egregious to me. I don't know if it was really 78. But if you missed a lot of calls, you send them into the league to make them aware of it. I know what happens at even at the college level. When officials make mistakes, you send them into the league. Like, do you show these guys that they screwed this up and that up? And, you know, and all you get is an apology. But I don't think it's a bad thing to do.
I would love to get a number from the NBA when they go, we looked at these 78 calls. Here's how many were correct. Be great if they go, we got 75 of these right.
Yeah, but you know that that's
so
not the case.
Zip it, Rick,
you know that's
Carlisle.
Not. If watching it, you know that's not right.
That there were what would you give it at 78 calls? How
I'll
many?
I bet you in the 40s were probably accurately called wrong.
We're wrong.
In terms of what they sent in.
So almost half. You would
I
say,
would think
or
so.
A little
yeah,
more than half.
I mean, just watching the game, Alan. This comes to the inconsistency of the officials. Just watching the games, it's like you see in the first 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, okay, they're going to call the game this way and just let them kill each other. Like, if it's a foul, it's a foul. And we get away from that, and they create more problems for themselves by not officiating the games consistently. What's a foul week one should be a foul in the playoffs, but that's not the way they do it.
That happens in the NFL, too,
sure
right?
does.
Does
yeah.
it happen in hockey?
So hockey used to be, I've said this a few times, hockey, when I was growing up, the third, and maybe Eddie remembers this, too, the third period of a hockey game used to be a free-for-all. They would never call a penalty in the third period. And somewhere along the way, that changed. But, yeah, the hockey was always like that. And
what
it
about,
was weird.
What about baseball playoffs? Do they squeeze the hitters or help out the hitters
I
in the playoffs?
I don't know. I think umpires have their own strike zones, which shouldn't be either. I think they
weird.
Probably stay true to what they call, but I don't know.
Well, I guess all officials have their own things. Like, I'm sure there's NFL refs that have their own pass interference calls. Right?
You might be right, where they look for specific things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you might
like
be right.
The umps have their own boxes.
Their own boxes and strike zones.
Yeah, box.
I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm here. I got a lot of good questions.
All right, well, we got another couple minutes to go when we get back. We'll take a break now. We got Boomer and Geo standing by. We've got an Odyssey Sports Minute. Bart Winkler.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
About a minute or so left when we're in geostanding. By the way, 2 weeks from today is the kickoff of the summer show.
That's right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from today, Jerry, we're going to be outside in Belmar, freezing, because at 5 a.m. it's going to be cold.
Look at it this way. Could be worse. Could be today. Raining
yes.
and 50.
Right. Ooh. I always like, we always do get on that show, no matter what the temperature is, warm or cool, there's a morning dew, Jerry, that just sits on top
and saturates my computer.
Yeah. So, right. It wets our computers. Any of the live commercial copy we have is just wet.
That's the negative part about literally being across the street outside from the ocean.
Yes.
Problematic.
Maybe I'll walk there this year.
I thought you did last year.
No, it's too far of a walk for me.
Oh, okay. Well, just why when you walk whimsy, just keep
rolling.
Keep walking.
Tell the dog, listen, you're going to be up on the stage laying underneath.
Maybe someone will adopt her.
Ooh, interesting, Jerry. Do a contest. Win whimsy.
No, you can't do that.
I'll make sure it's in the good home, Jerry.
Oh,
I'm not going to give her
yes.
to just some random person.
You'd go
it's
home
be
so
a,
happy.
A loving home.
You imagine the weight off your shoulders.
Starting the summer, Jerry. Summer dog free. Just me.
Why don't you loan the dog for the summer?
Just singing zippity-doo-da, zippity-day.
Just till Labor Day.
Just start tipping people left and right. I'm so happy, Jerry. Oh,
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station.